Blog Talk Radio.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge. I love to listen to the wind through her strings, the song that she sings for the town. I love to look up at the clouds in her hair. She's learned to wear like a crown. If you've been a rover, journey's end lies over the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't let no one tell you, I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. All the folks in Manhattan are sad, 'cause they look at her and wish they had the good old Brooklyn Bridge. If you've been a rover, journey's end lies over the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't let no one tell you that I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. You'll miss her most when you roam, 'cause you'll think of her and think of home, the good old Brooklyn.
How's New York with Brooklyn real estate attorney Robert Howe. Tonight we're looking at 2017 and the forecast for the market in Brooklyn real estate. We'll take a quick look back at 2016. And our guest tonight is Charles Fabella of Ben Bay Realty. And here's our host, as always, Robert Howe.
Well, thank you, Jason, and welcome everyone to Howe's New York. I'm your host again, Robert Howe, and we're talking about a multitude of topics, including real estate, community, politics, and any hot topics of the day. We're broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Brooklyn, New York, to a potential audience stretching from Longyear via Norway to Ushuaia, Tierra del Fuego, thanks to the power of Blog Talk Radio. I'm here with my executive producer, Jason Versace, of Rising Tide Marketing. And tonight we have as our guest Charles Fabella of Ben Bay Realty Company of Bay Ridge. And Charles is going to be talking about how we ended 2016 in the real estate market and what his prognostications are for 2017. So welcome to the show, Charles. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year to you guys and to everybody in the Brooklyn, Bay Ridge, Bensonhurst, Diker Heights communities. So, Charles, you know, it's the beginning of the year, and we always like to ask some of our real estate friends, you are one of them, what they thought of the end of 2016, and then we'll jump into, some topics of what's going to go on in 2017. So how did your company end up viewing the end of 2016?
Well, 2016 as a whole was one of the best years we've ever seen as an entire company, as an agent myself. In the beginning of 2016, we thought we actually didn't know what way real estate was going to move. But then towards the end of 2016 is when it just started getting really exciting. It seemed like the rates started increasing a little bit. People pulled the trigger. People came out and just started buying up everything. And as a company, we did fantastic. As an agent myself, I did one of my best years ever. And 2016 was probably, for the record books, one of the best years we've ever had.
Good for you, Charles. Why do you think, we talked about this topic many times on our show, this whole income, this interest rate increase. Of course, they were saying that we were going to have an increase for the last 5 years, and it wasn't really until the end of 2016 that it actually did pop up a little. Do you think that was an important trigger? And
I do. I actually do think it was a little helpful for everyone. It just makes people feel comfortable that the United States is moving in the correct direction. It seems that people feel good about themselves. The economy is thriving. People feel wonderful. They feel comfortable making those $2-3 million purchases. They feel comfortable buying a little bit bigger of a home. They don't want the interest rates just jumping up, so they'd rather just jump into a house now. And I just think raising the interest rates was probably the best thing that the federal government did.
To make the cost of money a little more realistic, and to get people moving again, and to get them out of that sense of that artificially low. I mean, it was great. Everybody loves 2% and 3% interest rates, but kind of artificially low, given the fact that, the median interest rate over the last couple decades has been about 8%. So really anything below 8 is great, and certainly 2s and 3s were wows, but, we knew that couldn't last, So I think you're right. People are, there's a realistic price of everything, and I think interest rates were at an unrealistically low rate, and, maybe the slight pop-up in the rate caused everybody to, to realize, hey, this is still a good time. We should get in, at this point. And how did you find house appreciation over 2016? What sort of rates was your company seeing in house prices?
Well, towards the beginning of 2016, we've seen a pretty steady compared to 2015. Then February, March, spring kicked in, the summertime, people were feeling wonderful, and it seemed like competition was still at an all-time high. It seemed like if a house was truly worth $1 million, before it came close to closing or we accepted an offer, it turned out to be $1.1 million. So I would say overall, 5% home prices probably went from anywhere between 5 to 10% increase just in the year 2016. And I would say almost all of Brooklyn saw a nice jump in home prices. And I can't really speak for the rest of the borough, but definitely for Brooklyn, whether it was Bed-Stuy or Marine Park or Bay Ridge or Dyke or Bensonhurst, all of Brooklyn saw a nice increase, especially towards the end of 2016. We all benefit from home pricing surging.
Yes, it did. All of Brooklyn is hot, hot, hot. So we get to the end of 2016, and we have the craziness of the election. We have news that China is buying up all of the United States, that Russia is hacking into all our computer systems. Interest rates are rising. Trump gets elected. Half the people say the market's going up. Half the people say the market's going down. So what do you think now going into 2017? Are any of those things affecting the market?
13 days in, and usually January is a notorious slow month. Usually people are coming back from vacation. They're getting their American Express bills, and they had a great Christmas, and they're slowing down a little bit. But what I witnessed so far in 13 days into 2017, it's been busy. Our phones have been ringing. My cell phone has been ringing. Appointments through Zillow and Trulia and all those wonderful companies that are out there. I see 2017 going to be actually an amazing year. I honestly, like I said, 2016 was one of our best years. I believe 2017 will be one of the best years anybody has ever seen. I do believe having a new president makes people more comfortable. I do believe it's going to be pro-business and pro-making people feel wonderful about themselves again and going out and shopping. Money's still cheap. At the end of the day, money is still very, very cheap. If you hear those stories, my dad 35 years ago, 40 years ago, buying his house, 18% interest, 3%, 4% interest is very, very cheap money. Go out, go buy. You have an investment property that you see, you like, you're looking, you're saving to see what's going on, go buy it. Pricing is still very good. Interest rates are still very, very low. Now's the time to go buy something. If you got a house in mind and you're planning on maybe making a rental or jumping into a house, 2017 is the year to go. What's going to happen in 2018 and all that? You got cheap money still in the street. Instead of going into a rental, buy yourself something. As long as you could afford it, don't stretch yourself. Just money is still very cheap right now.
Are you finding Clyde? Does your company do rentals also, Charles?
We do everything.
Okay.
I own the phrase specializing in all your real estate needs. As a firm, as an agent, we do it all. Whether it's a rental or you want to sell the Flatiron building, we do it all.
Are you saying that clients of yours are coming in your doors, maybe wanting to rent, then changing their mind to buying, or people wanting to buy and saying for one reason or another, maybe I'll rent? What sort of thought process is going on in those groups of people?
We had actually a couple of situations in 2016. We had a nice couple came in from Park Slope. They were comfortable paying their $3,500 a month rent. They wanted to go into Bay Ridge to lower a little bit to $3,000 a month. Then they decided to buy something instead. After we realized that they have a nice down payment, we introduced them to a mortgage broker. They teamed up, and before you know it, they said, you know what, my monthly payments are going to be a little bit cheaper. Let me just buy something. It made sense. Money is still very cheap. Rental pricing is still high. And just it was a natural transition for the person going from a rental into buying a home.
Do you find that the types of buyers are changing? Is there any trend in the types of buyers? I know I've seen articles where they say this is the year that the millennials are finally going to get off the mark and stop renting and start to buy. Are there any trends that you see in the groups of people, the demographics of the people that come into your office?
Well, we service everyone, and I do see younger couples buying a home. When a few years ago, it was more of an established family buying that home. But now with low interest rates, these young couples get married, and now it doesn't matter who they are, they make... Everybody's got a nice job these days. Everybody feels good about themselves. They got hopefully great credit, and they go out and they buy something. But I see younger couples that just got married buying something versus doing the renting and then saving their money and then years later buying their home. With low interest rates like now, people are buying instead of renting.
And break down for us, if you would, the types of houses that there are in the Bay Ridge, Diker, Bensonhurst area along their sort of price points. The 500,000 group, the 750, the million. Can you do that for us?
Of course. So the days of the $500,000 and $600,000 homes in Bay Ridge are gone, unfortunately. However, I would say the lowest one-family price point that's out there these days is about $700,000. Then, so a one-family would go anywhere between $700,000 to $4 million in Bay Ridge. A two-family would go from, let's say, $900,000 to $2.3 million in Bay Ridge. Bay Ridge is a place where If you go up every single block, there's a different type of house there. It is not every single type of house is a cookie cutter. You could have a building, you could have a 100-family building on one block, and you could have a $3 million house right on the same exact block. That's what makes Bay Ridge a little bit special.
And do let's talk about co-ops for a second. Bay Ridge is unique in having a good amount of co-ops in its housing stock. What is your feeling about the trends that are going on in the co-op market in Bay Ridge?
I personally lived in a co-op many years ago, and I've lived there for about 10 years. I bought my first place when I was like 27 years old, and it made me what I am today. A co-op is one of the best investments out there if you can't really afford to buy that big one-family house or you haven't established a family yet. A co-op in Bay Ridge is a healthy market, is a healthy product to own, and they range from a one-bedroom to a two-bedroom, some even a three-bedroom. They converted a few of them, put them together. But the co-op market in Bay Ridge is very, very strong, especially the ones up against the Shore Road overlooking the ocean.
Yeah, so those are all the prime ones, you know, down there. And in terms of appreciation, are you seeing the same type of appreciation in co-ops that you are in houses?
So co-ops are, I always say, if you had an opportunity of buying a co-op or a house, what is someone going to choose? So when an economy is booming and you got low interest rates, they go into the housing opposed to the co-op. However, when the rental market's still going strong, those clientele, they jump into the co-op market. It's a safe move, and their monthly payments will be less probably buying than actually renting. And now they got the depreciations and all that. I would say I sold a co-op on Third Avenue, close to the ocean, Shore Road. It was approximately 650 square feet. Everybody said you can't get $275,000. 2 months on the market, it went from $240,000 from the last one that ever sold to a jump of $275,000. So the market in Bay Ridge is very strong. The co-op market is strong. The housing market is strong. Bay Ridge is one of the solid areas in real estate in Brooklyn.
So, Charles, I'm a potential seller, say, in 2017. What are some of the things that I should be thinking about to prepare my home for sale, or tips, marketing tips that you would suggest for closing the deal, selling my home in 2017?
Before you even think, I always tell people, just take a few seconds. Is this the right choice for you? Is moving and selling and dealing with that the right opportunity? Is the market right for you? Is now the time, or is next year going to be the time? If now is the time, you stop what you're doing. You call me, Charles Fabella, 917-453-0053, on your cell phone. We have a nice conversation. I come to your house. We go over everything, and we discuss exactly what's best for you. Don't paint. Don't redo your kitchen. Don't spend thousands of dollars making it the way you like it, and then you're going to fall in love with your house again, and then you're going to want to stay. Or you're going to design it the way you like it, not the way the next buyer is going to want it. So I always say, leave it alone, clean it up as best as you can, and let me analyze your house, and then we make decisions together. And then we put it on the market, and then we figure out where a plan B is going to be for you. That's my advice.
Yes, you make a good point, because you do see once the house changes hands, the new owner inevitably almost guts the property. So any improvements you've made, a new bathroom, finish the basement, paint, change windows, that's really out the that's money wasted. It's better, as you point out, to clean it up, get rid of maybe a few eyesores here and there, but really don't make too much of a major investment, because the next person is probably not going to appreciate it, and you're probably not going to get your money out. So let's switch for a second to I'm interested in buying in 2017. What are some of the things I should do before I see you or you would do with me once I meet up with you?
So it's almost quite opposite. So if you're ready to buy, once again, is this the year you're ready to buy? Did I save enough money? Did my plans change? Are we planning on having two more babies, three more babies? What's going through your head? Then you stop. You take a moment. Then you call me, Charles Fabella, 917-453-0053. We discuss everything. Then what happens is you come in, you sit in my office, we go over everything, and then I match you with a mortgage broker. We figure out your financial needs. We figure out if you can afford something and what type of property you can afford. Some people don't even realize that they can actually afford a larger house or it actually makes sense for them to buy a multifamily. And then we make decisions together. We figure out what's best for you. But without the mortgage broker, that's the biggest mistake most people do, is they don't get the mortgage broker involved. The mortgage broker will be your friend. The mortgage broker will help you decide, will help make decisions together, and then we decide what we're going to buy. And then we buy that nice house that you want.
And pre-approval is a big deal nowadays, correct?
Pre-approvals is a guiding point. It's a starting point. It says where we're going to go. But I always tell people, watch the interest rates. If you are pre-approved for a $700,000 mortgage, and now interest rates went up a half a point, you might actually not qualify for a $700,000 mortgage anymore. Now it actually might be $650,000. That's why having a good circle, having a wonderful attorney like Robert Howe on your side, having a great real estate broker like Charles Fabella, and a wonderful mortgage broker, and then hopefully a great accountant also, we make decisions together what's best for you and your family.
Charles, take us for a moment now as we come towards the end of the show. Take us from Brooklyn, from the East River, all the way out to, say, Coney Island Marine Park. What's going on in all of those neighborhoods? And is there a trend coming out this way that we should be aware of?
Well, Williamsburg is the next Manhattan, and that's somehow getting bigger and wider and taller and beautiful, and the buildings are becoming glass, and the people are flocking out there, and the nightlife is fun. Then you drive down and it seems like Nordstrom's is coming into 2nd Avenue and Saks Fifth Avenue and all those places, when back then nobody would go into Sunset Park. All that area, Park Slope has been booming, Barclays, Bay Ridge, Dyke are all booming, getting cleaner, people are remodeling the front of their homes, you're driving down, you're going towards Coney Island, people are investing in Coney Island, making it bigger and better and brighter and nice lights all around, you got the baseball stadium there, it's fun. Then you're going into Marine Park, one of the most affordable housing areas where you got fully detached homes, and then you got the private driveways, nice tree-lined blocks. People are buying up those areas. Then you travel down, you go to Sheepshead Bay and Midwood and all. Brooklyn is becoming, it has been for a while, it's just people are taking more notice because everybody's saying that Brooklyn is one of the hottest areas, so people always want to do what everybody else does. So there's 2.6 million people living in Brooklyn. If everybody said the word Brooklyn once, there'd be free advertising of 2.6 million times a day. So people always jump in the bandwagon. Brooklyn is one of the hottest areas. Brooklyn has been for a while, but it's only going to get stronger and stronger. And that's my take of Brooklyn.
Charles, comment a little bit about all of the condo development that's going on from Atlantic Avenue up along 4th Avenue through up to about Sunset Park. What's going on there, and does that have any effect on the overall market or Bay Ridge, or what's going on with all that development?
Well, people always say that the housing, there's still a shortage in housing. So it seemed like at one point they upzoned the 4th Avenue, Atlantic Avenue. So they used to have been able where you could build 3 stories. Now all of a sudden you got 7-story buildings popping up everywhere. And they're making these buildings that are so beautiful that anyone would want to live there. So when you have an opportunity of making the decision of moving into Manhattan and spending a few million dollars on a 1,000-square-foot condo with almost zero parking, or going into Brooklyn for $800,000 condo with one parking spot, and then you got more area to walk around, it seems like people are going into the Brooklyn route. And the buildings that they really are building are really beautiful, with a little bit more space. The lobbies are a little bit bigger and wider and a little bit taller. There's more space here in Brooklyn than Manhattan. So the building and the development and the people that are going to work along those areas are actually a beautiful thing to watch.
Yeah, it is pretty incredible. I was coming back from downtown this afternoon, and I was looking at buildings that popped up all along the area, and the skyline has changed dramatically. And just driving along 4th Avenue, every 2- and 3-family or floor building is now, as you say, 6, 7, 20 stories high. It's really incredible. It's good. It's good economic development, for all of us. Before we let you go, talk a little bit about Staten Island. What's going on over there? Is the trend jumping over the bridge into Staten Island?
Well, we just opened up another office in Staten Island, and it's on Richmond Avenue. That's growing, that office. The entire borough of Staten Island is approximately, the last numbers that I'm aware of, is about 550,000 people living in Staten Island. Staten Island is another borough. So from the Verrazano Bridge to the Outer Bridge, every road, every highway, it seems to be fully redeveloped. They got rid of every pothole. There's almost no potholes going from the Verrazano Bridge to the Outer Bridge. And the market of the few listings that I was able to gather early in 2016 sold towards the end of 2016. The listings that I was able to pick up sold. So the borough of Staten Island is finally coming back. A few years ago, you had a lot. One of the most foreclosed area was Staten Island. Now it seems like that whole area, all those properties are gone, and now you got a healthy flow of business that's going into Staten Island. New people, all different ethnicities going into Staten Island, and there's a new flow of money moving into Staten Island.
Charles, thank you for your 2016 wrap-up, 2017 prognostications. Tell us, remind our listeners where your office is, and once again, how they can contact you for further information.
Sure. So if interested, call me. It's Charles Fabella. My office is Ben Bay Realty Company. We have a location in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, Staten Island, Marine Park, Avenue U, Dyker Heights, and Gravesend. The Bay Ridge location, 8416 3rd Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11209. You could call me on my cell phone, 917-453-0053, anytime. Thank you very much, Robert.
Well, we love having you on, Charles, and thank you for talking about what we have to look forward to. It sounds like a bright 2017 real estate market also, and you will be available to assist anybody who wants to jump into that great market. We thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, this concludes tonight's radio program. Thanks to Charles Fabella of Ben Bay Realty of Bay Ridge and the other areas that he did mention for being on our show and talking about what he thought were trends for 2017. This is House New York signing off. God bless Brooklyn and all of its people. Wishing you a good night and a good morning and a good afternoon. I am your host, Robert Howe.
like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge.